Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. This is where you get nutrition, health, fitness, performance, all perfectly packaged together in a bite-sized podcast on a weekly basis, serves as a weekly coaching session to educate, motivate, and empower you to continue on your fitness journey. This week, our show is all about grounding. What is grounding? And does it actually benefit fat loss or fitness? And, you know, I know the mainstream media and pharma, you know, absolutely stay away from this topic. And frankly, 99% of health and fitness coaches won't know a thing about this either. However, what is it? What is grounding? And does it actually have a benefit for us as humans to be grounded to the earth? Before we dive in, first, I want to thank everyone who has left me a Google review. Just to educate you guys, Google reviews are vitally important for small businesses in your area. If there's something that you appreciate about a small business, take the time to leave them a Google review. It will actually make them rank higher against their competitors. The more reviews they have, it shows Google that they are relevant, they're still in business, they're active. So take the time, pause the show. You can leave one right now. There's a link in the description that you can click on. It'll take you straight to my review page for Muscles and Veggies Fitness. And you can quickly write in what you think about these weekly coaching sessions on this podcast. And I thank you for all of you who have done that and all of you who pause the show right now to do that for me. Now, let's dive into grounding, and I'm excited about this show because I had, actually, when I brought this up a few weeks ago, I had multiple people reach out and say, yes, do a show on grounding. What is grounding? I'm going to give you a brief lesson in electricity. Shout out to my friend Josh. Josh is an electrician. Josh, if you're listening to this, hopefully I do this justice, but electricity. Humans are electric. We are conductive. We produce voltage. We produce electricity inside of us. There's actually a thing called the electron chain transport, and this is where we make ATP in the cells. Our cells actually conduct and produce. They're little like powerhouses that produce voltage and electricity. Now, what's really interesting is these electrons are what actually hold us together. Interesting, right? It's like literally we would fall apart into a million little pieces, trillions of little pieces without these electrons that hold us together. And these electrons are free-flowing in our body. And as the electricity in our environment and as this voltage builds up inside of us, these electrons start going haywire, right? And this happens in homes with electricity as well. An alternating current home has to have a ground rod, or at least it should have a ground rod, because if not, all kinds of problems will happen. And you can even have surges in voltage that can fry your appliances, can do lots of damage, or you could even have a lightning strike, and that would be a massive surge. Okay, so let's talk about a lightning strike for a second. The Earth, due to these electrons rubbing together up in the atmosphere from condensation in the clouds, the electrons produce this static electricity in the clouds, and that builds up so much that energy has to go somewhere, and via the lightning strike back to the Earth, and the Earth absorbs all that energy. And that's what is so amazing about planet Earth is that amount of energy can be absorbed and used, and it's not detrimental. It actually is good for the planet, and the planet soaks in that voltage from the clouds. Now, what's really interesting is the excess voltage in us, in a microscopic way, decimates into the Earth. So when our electrons build up, maybe you've had a static shock by, you know, shuffling your feet across the carpet or whatever. Everybody's experienced that. And you touch something and zap, that energy goes out of you, right? Well, just like energy builds up in the clouds, it builds up in us. And that actually makes our electrons act a little haywire, and it actually causes inflammation. And here's where it gets really interesting, and I want you to put on your logic hat for a second. Is an electrician's job dangerous? Okay, why is an electrician's job dangerous? It absolutely is. Well, and that's because of when voltage is in high levels, it can hurt a human being. In fact, it can kill a human being with enough voltage. So this is what else is interesting is when it comes to voltage, did you know that even a simple 15 amp outlet like you see on your wall has the ability to stop your heart? Okay, so getting shocked by that little simple outlet could actually kill you by stopping your heart, just like a pair of shock paddles that they use in the ER. So we think about this, is chronic low-level elevation of voltage, is it dangerous for us? Absolutely it is. And we're exposed to a lot of this low-level chronic elevation of voltage because all around us are electromagnetic fields. As I sit here right now, I'm in my sauna recording this, and the energy that's powering this sauna and my infrared lights, right now, I guarantee you, my body is picking up on that extra voltage that I'm sitting next to. Now, what's interesting is, and I've measured this with a multimeter, is that if I touch something like a grounding mat that you can easily make at home for free, or you can buy, that's plugged into the ground part of your outlet, if I can measure my voltage, okay, and if I put my hand on that mat, I'm 0.00 on the voltage scale. Why? Because that energy that's that voltage that's inside me is now going straight into that mat, therefore it's completely grounded and I'm not producing any voltage, okay? So if you understand that concept, and there's lots of videos about this on YouTube as well, then you'll understand that for us to be grounded, it literally balances our electrons that are flowing inside of our body, and it takes out this extra voltage that's disrupting our electrons. And what's super interesting about that is inflammation builds up in a high voltage, damaged electron environment. And this is exactly what they found in this 2015 study that I'm about to tell you about. This was in the Journal of Inflammation Research, and this is on PubMed, which is actually published by the National Institute of Health. So the same people that gave us our recommendations on what to do for COVID and all this different stuff, the National Institute of Health published this particular article out of the Journal of Inflammation Research, and it was the effects of grounding on inflammation, immune response, wound healing, and even autoimmune conditions. And this was absolutely fascinating. This 2015 study, they looked at sleep studies in people with chronic pain. These people experienced better sleep. They experienced less pain on their questionnaires. They also not just, you know, question them on questionnaires, but they measured blood labs. They measured infrared imaging on where their pain was at. And they showed these people with chronic leg pain or back pain, there was bright red on the inflammation imaging. And then when they grounded, it was not bright red. It was less, okay? They looked at this medical infrared imaging on wound healing before and after. They showed lower inflammation on the imaging, lower blood labs of cortisol, lower levels of pain, lower levels of blood pressure, which is also associated with pain. They looked at immune responses, like I just mentioned, blood pressure. They looked at anxiety. They looked at depression. All improved when subjects were grounded, and they would use two different groups of people, one grounded and one ungrounded. Then they would flip-flop them, okay? They looked at athletes. Grounding produced less DOMS after training. If you know what DOMS is, it's delayed onset muscle soreness. So these athletes actually had less muscle soreness and improved recovery when they were grounded. Patients reported these findings. They not just backed them up with the medical imaging, the infrared imaging, but with blood labs, with blood pressures, with HRV, so that's your level of heart rate and stress, and all showed lower markers for cortisol, lower marker blood markers of inflammation like CRP, lower blood pressure. It was just absolutely staggering. And this one study was so powerful that I was like, okay, I'm going to try to find the negative studies. I want to see, like, what are people saying? Like, this is quackery and blah, blah, blah. Sure enough, there was lots of people saying that this was quackery, but they literally had not one study to back it up. They could say whatever they wanted, right? But when you go through the research on this on PubMed.com, you can do it too. It's the National Database of Scientific Literature and Clinical Research Studies. I couldn't find one study that had anything negative to say about grounding. I even found a meta-analysis. So a meta-analysis, in case for those who don't know, a meta-analysis is where someone takes a scientific look at all the research on this topic. So someone did that, a researcher, scientist did that on all the studies on grounding. And they confirmed all of the findings were, quote, accurate and intriguing for more research. So this is either the best placebo effect in the world, or we really are being disrupted by losing our connection to the earth and by being exposed to a chronic level of EMF, electromagnetic fields in our environment. So I'm going to tell you a couple stories here, because I was also very skeptical of this years ago. I was at a friend's house years ago, and she was showing us her garden. Very proud of her garden. It was a beautiful garden. And I noticed that she had a deer fence, an electric deer fence around the garden. And one of the things that I could not overlook was the plants that were on the excess or the excerts of the garden that were next to this electric fence. They were actually growing over and away from the electromagnetic field from the fence. So in other words, instead of growing straight up and actually touching or being an inch away from the fence, those plants were bending over and going 6 to 8 inches away from that electromagnetic field, then going straight up. And I was like, man, what in the world? Like, why would these plants do that? Well, it turns out that plants are highly sensitive to electromagnetic fields. And in fact, even when they cut these massive power lines through parts of the wilderness and forests and stuff, the effect of that electromagnetic field coming off of those major, major power lines actually slows the growth of all the trees and plants that are in that row, right? So that was where I started to get interested about electromagnetic fields. And then, of course, talking to electricians like my friend Josh, and hearing stories about electromagnetic fields, how you find them in walls where you can't see the wires, things like that. That led me to actually start diving into, well, you know, is grounding beneficial? So I've been wearing an Oura ring for a few years, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with what an Oura ring is, but it measures your heart rate, it measures your heart rate variability or your level of stress that your heart rate shows on the data. It measures your respiratory rate, it measures body temperature, I mean, like all these things, right? And I had wore this ring for like 4 years. And when I looked back at the data, the most interesting thing to me was that my stress, my HRV, my heart rate, and my respiration, you know, the times through the year that I had the best scores, and not just like slightly elevated scores, I mean like dramatically different scores. I could literally pinpoint out in the year when I took camping trips or backpacking trips out in the forest. I mean, this was some of the most like beneficial data for me to see, like, what is actually happening? Why am I getting such better sleep scores, better HRV scores, better heart rate scores, better respiration, better body temperature, like all these things only on my camping trips out to the Buffalo River here in Arkansas or out to the Smoky Mountain National Forest in Tennessee? You know, it was just staggering. And the only thing that I could conclude was that there was no EMF in my environment. I spent a lot of time laying on the ground or connected to the earth, being barefoot, sitting around the fire, You know, that no Wi-Fi, no cell phone signal, none of these things, right? So that anecdotal type of research, I feel like, is some of the most beneficial, because there's no question. This is not a placebo. I didn't set out to do this. I just happened to think about it one day and look back at my data. And I did know that every time, I'm like, man, I must have slept good last night every time I was camping, because my scores would be like incredible the next morning. And Oura Ring gives you a score, a readiness score the next day, based on all these parameters, right? And my readiness score would always be killer, even if I didn't sleep that good, because you don't always sleep the best camping out in the forest. There's noises, things happen in the middle of the night. You got to get up to pee and you got to get out of this tent and go out in the woods. And anyways, it was just like one of the major things that was a turning point in me looking at this research. So now let's step back and look at this logically. Okay, there's a large body of evidence supporting that grounding is extremely beneficial for us. Now, let's connect that with how we feel when we're in nature. So what do people usually do? They're like, I'm stressed. I need a vacation. I'm going to the beach, right? And then you see people who normally don't ever nap, and you don't see people like super relaxed and do nothing. But what do? They go sit on the beach, their feet in the sand. They play in the ocean and they're super relaxed. This is a de-stressing week for them to go have, right? Oftentimes they're reading a book on the beach. They may take a nap. Their body is in, it's logical to me, their body is in an anti-inflammatory state. Now, let's say you combined that with, at the same time, anti-inflammatory food, exercise, proper hydration, because proper hydration is, it makes us more conductive. And then you put yourself grounded in a environment that also has binaural beats, like the wind rushing through the trees or the waves crashing on the ocean. Those are natural binaural beats. No wonder it puts you in an environment to lower your cortisol, lower your stress, lower your inflammation, improve your blood pressure, improve markers for inflammation in your blood. You have less pain, or at least you're less focused on the pain that you do have. I mean, all of these benefits just completely make sense. And I know for myself, you know, my whole life, I've been spending time in nature, either fishing with my dad or camping with my friends or backpacking, even just sitting out at my house and sitting outside in the grass, I feel better. Okay. Even when I built my house, when I was doing the electrical work, I was thinking about, do I really want to put two outlets that go behind my bed that are at the same level that my head is going to be sleeping at, okay? And that EMF having an effect on me, which, by the way, I know some people will think I'm nuts, but my wife and I have been sleeping with a sheet on our bed that is grounded. It's plugged into the ground outlet of our wall, which we have a 10-foot grounding rod that's copper that goes out by our panel into the earth and absorbs all of that excess voltage or surges, or it keeps the electrons balanced, let's say that. So, and I'll tell you, we notice a difference, both of us do, when we travel and we don't have our grounding sheet. We notice a difference in our sleep, if nothing else. Okay, so like I said, this is either the best placebo ever, or this huge body of evidence. You can do a research project yourself on PubMed.com. Just type in grounding and its effects. You don't even have to put like the benefits or like anything positive. I even tried to search for grounding and detrimental effects, and I cannot find one study that proves that grounding is detrimental for us or has any negative repercussions whatsoever. So if we look at this logically, it makes sense. It fits. It fits with our biology, and it fits anecdotally because we all feel better in nature, connected to the earth, sitting on rocks, touching trees. And you know, one of the best times to ground actually is after a lightning storm, after a thunderstorm, because The Earth has absorbed all those positive electrons from those surges of power, and that actually helps balance our electrons better and makes the Earth more conductive. And also, guess what? It's also more conductive because most of the time it just rained. And that means that we have a better connection to the dirt because the dirt is wet and it's more conductive. So anyways, I'm 20 minutes in already. I'm not going to beat you over the head with this grounding thing. Try to get outside daily. Look into some of these grounding products. Like, you can get grounding mats. You can make one at home. If you're pretty savvy and handy, it's really easy to do. Get some copper fabric and an alligator clip, and you can connect this to a rod outside your window. You can connect this to your ground outlet. If your home is properly grounded, you want to make sure of that first. If you have a friend who's an electrician, but you know, all of this stands to reason that we should be outside, we should be in nature, we should be swimming, even if it's cold water, we should be walking through the creeks, we should be walking in the ocean, any chance we get to ground ourselves and be connection, which, by the way, like I just mentioned those two or three things, water is the best conductive substance on the planet. Look up videos, this is really cool, look up videos of lightning strikes hitting the water and watch the electricity or the lightning strike travel through the water and make it explode. It's so cool. So yeah, check that out. But I will wrap this show up. I'd love to hear your guys' comments on grounding and what you think about it. Do you think I'm a tree hugging hippie, tinfoil hat wearing psycho? Leave me your comments in the reviews for the show on whatever podcast player you are listening to. Leave me a Google review. All you got to do is click the link in the description and go leave me a Google review. That is this week's coaching session on grounding. I'll see you guys next week for a brand new show. This is the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast.